Om Shanti. This is a quote from Sakar Murli of June 27th, 2024. The Supreme Soul says, "A body would not say, 'This is my soul.' A soul can say, 'This is my body.' Let there be no attraction to bodies. Become soul conscious." So, what happens in soul consciousness and what happens in body consciousness? Why is the Supreme Soul urging us to become soul conscious? So, let's take a common scenario where someone says something to us that triggers us. For example, someone might say, "Shireen, you are an idiot." And if I'm in body consciousness, that is, if I'm thinking of myself as a body, the soul is thinking, the body is not conscious, the soul is thinking it's the body, that is body consciousness. So if I think of myself as a body, or any of the labels of the body, or if I view the other person as merely a body, that is, I'm looking at them in their labels, that is, I'm looking at myself in body consciousness and looking at them in body consciousness, my reaction would be one of the following. I would think, "How dare they say this to me?" Or, "Why did they do this? Why did they say that?" Right? I'll think about these because then past traumas, childhood traumas, this happened to me and that happened to me, and that could result in rage or low self-esteem because it's triggering something, right? And the third one could be, I could plan something like, let's take revenge, like a mild revenge. Oh, let me say something back to this person that would, make me feel better. So that could be my response. Or I could obsess about it, right? Over the incident and repeatedly think, they did this to me, they did that to me. So this would be our response in body consciousness, or reaction. You could say this would be our reaction in body consciousness. If I am soul aware, if I'm soul conscious, what would be my reaction, or what would be my response? That is, if I'm looking at them as souls in soul consciousness, and I'm looking at myself as a soul in soul awareness, then my response would change significantly. And these are like five or six things that would change, right? So the first one is understanding. In soul consciousness, I understand that whatever is negative within me will come out. The other person is merely a messenger, and they are highlighting something that is negative within me and that needs my attention. And it needs to come out, because if it wasn't within me, it wouldn't be triggered. And it needs to come out because I need to pay attention and I need to heal that part of me. So that's one. Two is, I take power back, right? By recognizing the other person as a messenger, I take my power back. I don't give them power. I realize this is something within me that can be healed. I can heal it, and I'm going to look at it. So I take my power back because I can clearly see how to deal with the situation effectively. Three, spiritual power. Instead of thinking, why did they do this to me? The question I need to ask myself is, what spiritual power can I use right now? Because this is a perfect opportunity for me to use a spiritual power. Because spiritual powers just don't come. You need to be able to use them again and again and again. And then they start, you are able to cultivate them in your life, right? So what spiritual power can I use at this time? That is number three. 4, which is very important, I always think about this. Anything anyone throws at me, right, is just fertilizer for my growth. I'm a plant and I'm growing, and anything anyone throws at me, I use it as fertilizer for my growth. That is 4. 5 is a higher purpose. One thing we have to have faith is that God has a dream for me. God has a dream for you. God has a dream for everyone. And that is my high purpose, right? That is my higher purpose. That's the highest purpose, God's dream for me. I forget my dream for myself. I forget what God's dream for me is sometimes. But God never forgets his dream for me. He's always there reminding me, this is my dream for you. This is my dream for you, right? And what is God's dream for me? God wants to see me as an angel. He wants to see me reach my highest potential as divine qualities, angelic qualities. So when I am soul conscious and then when I'm seeing the other person as a soul, then I feel and experience God's dream for me. I don't forget it. How this is God's dream for me. I'm an angel, and as an angel, I need to be in my self-respect. And every challenge, every scenario is useful in my progress toward becoming an angel. Because in this scenario, if I'm able to be an angel, then I'm able to be an angel in all scenarios. And the 6th one, which is the last one, is good wishes and pure feelings. Anything happens, right? If I have good wishes and pure feelings, I'm able to put a full stop, a period to my obsessive thinking. If I keep taking, right, oh, how dare they say that to me, this happened to me, that happened to me, I'm not able to put a full stop. And putting a full stop is the most important thing we can do spiritually, right? If you want to grow spiritually, you have to learn to put a full stop, because that's where the power is. Otherwise, we are giving away our power. So good wishes and pure feelings really allow us to put a full stop. So my aim in life always right now is to give good wishes and pure feelings to others. And how soon can I give good wishes and pure feelings? How soon can I put a full stop, just like an angel does? Because this benefits both myself and everyone else. Acha, in summary, become aware of ourselves as souls. Empower ourselves, take power back, reclaim our power. And all of this happens, right? When I am soul conscious, I am able to use my spiritual strength, offer good wishes and pure feelings. And this soul consciousness benefits both myself and everyone else. First, myself. So I'm going to do the quote again. A body would not say, this is my soul. A soul can say, this is my body. Let there be no attraction to bodies. Become soul conscious. And remember, see yourself through God's eyes. He loves the beautiful soul that you really are. Om Shanti.